If you're an American listening to this, I have to ask you, on what day did you come to realize that your own country is the most evil empire on planet Earth? And I don't mean the ideals of America or what America is supposed to stand for, because the concept of America, I think, or the United States of America, is probably the most important concept for human freedom in the history of the world. But it has, of course, been perverted, hijacked. It's been twisted around to the point where criminals are running the U.S. right now who rigged the election. Well, rigged multiple elections, I should clarify, including the 2020 election, because they know they can't stay in power if the will of the voters is respected. So they cheat, they rig, they steal, they commit fraud, and they corrupt. They corrupt the judicial system, they corrupt every branch of government, they corrupt the media, they corrupt entertainment, they corrupt education, you know, on and on, to bring us to this point where we are now, where the regime in power is not real America, but they rule over the United States of America, they rule the military, they run the government, they run everything, and they are the most evil on the planet. Now, let me qualify that. Under this U.S. regime, which again is not, quote, America, it's the occupying enemy force in power that rules over America, they have political dissidents imprisoned based on the January 6th, quote, insurrection, which was nothing but a deep state setup run by the Democrats. They have violated the First Amendment to no end. The government literally colludes with big tech and orders them to censor individuals and channels and certain types of speech so that they can control the narrative. Well, you might say, well, China engages in organ harvesting. And that's true, they do. That's pretty evil, right? Well, in the US, the FDA harvests organs from aborted babies while pushing abortion, widespread child murder, and even worse, in the United States, the Department of Defense uses taxpayer money to build biological weapons that are then laundered through Wuhan, China, for gain-of-function research. And then these biological weapons are released on the American public in order to achieve mass genocide of the American people. That's evil. That's pure evil. It's even worse than that. And then they say, well, the solution is these vaccines, but the vaccines turn out to be biological weapons developed by a lot of the same people. And the vaccines are designed to maim and kill. The United States government, again, not the legitimate government, the enemy occupying force that rigged the elections and stole power, is now quite literally waging a war of genocide, a Holocaust, against its own people. I mean, China doesn't do that to their own people. Russia doesn't do that, for sure. You could argue that at times North Korea maybe allows mass starvation of their people, but that wouldn't even be close to the scale of what's happening in the United States, where the U.S. government is building biological weapons and deliberately using them to mass murder the American people. And on top of that, by the way, the government's running black ops sabotage teams that are burning down food facilities and setting fires in refineries, blowing up chemical plants, destroying the infrastructure. These are special operations sabotage tactics, by the way. I confirmed it with the former special ops operator himself, Michael Yon, in studio, confirmed it. These are special ops tactics. They are burning down targeted infrastructure in the arena of battle, which is the continental United States. The illegitimate government is waging active warfare against the American people while carrying out a Holocaust, mass murder, genocide, child murder, while also pushing, by the way, child mutilations and chemical castrations under the transgender insanity, while keeping the borders wide open, allowing criminals to be let loose onto the streets so they can rape and murder and pillage. And at the same time, they are selectively targeting conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters for prosecutions that are outrageous. A couple of the Proud Boys leaders just got something like, what was it, 18 years in prison, one of them did. Another one seems like it was 20 or 30 years in prison. They weren't even there at January 6th. They were convicted of, quote, seditious conspiracy, which is all made up. It's all made up. The whole January 6th, quote, insurrection was organized by the Democrats and the FBI. It was an operation of feds. They did it all on purpose in order to create the insurrection narrative. And by the way, the FDA and the USDA also involved in mass murder and mass starvation. You know, they're attacking the Amish cattle ranchers and destroying the food supply of small farmers. At the same time, the FDA, remember, tweeted out and told everybody, don't use ivermectin because ivermectin saves lives during COVID, right? So the FDA was directly trying to make more people die from COVID. A federal agency in the business of mass murder, and then the hospital protocols themselves, which were dictated to the hospitals by the federal government, were murder protocols. The COVID protocols were murder protocols, and they demanded no ivermectin treatments whatsoever, no hydroxychloroquine, because those two things work. Instead, they put people on ventilators, they suffocated them to death, they jabbed them with more toxic, deadly depopulation vaccines. The hospitals did everything in their power to mass murder literally hundreds of thousands of Americans, if not more. And the vaccines have killed at least a million, probably a lot more at this point. And we know they've maimed and injured 5 million or more Americans. And that number continues to grow. And now they're rolling it out again. Here come the mask mandates. Here come the vaccine mandates. Joe Biden just announced over $1 billion in funding for a new round of vaccines for a whole new pandemic. It's a whole new thing. And they expect the American people to line up and get injected and die. Understand, the United States of America, again, the enemy occupying force that runs it, is running the most evil empire in the history of the world. And what we are experiencing as Americans right now, where all these weapons are being turned against us domestically, this is what other countries have experienced for decades at the hands of the U.S. empire. What, in other words, what the government is doing to we the people today, they already did that to Iraq. They did that to Libya. They did that to Somalia and many other countries around the world. They've done it to Central and South American countries and Asian countries. Heck, the former Prime Minister of Malaysia gave a speech. I played it on my podcast yesterday from 2015, describing the whole thing. Describing it exactly how the West uses coercion, assassinations, invasions, military occupation, with military bases all over the world, staffed by U.S. military personnel, basically threatening all these other countries militarily with conformity to the U.S. empire. Either do what we say, or we will assassinate your leader and bomb your country into oblivion and destroy your economy. And they've done that. The U.S. empire has done that over and over again. Many examples. Over 100 coups have been carried out by the United States since the end of World War II, all around the world. And that doesn't even count the coup in 2020 against the United States of America, by the way. And I could go on. I could give a lot more examples of the incredible evil that this current regime, and frankly previous regimes, the Bush regime, for example, which is now targeting Ken Paxton in Texas, you know, the attorney general who was doing good work. So the Bushes went to work, you know, and Karl Rove and others, and just the Bush empire is trying to destroy Ken Paxton because he was suing big tech. He was suing big pharma. He was resisting the COVID mandates. Ken Paxton, despite his faults, is actually a principled man, and he was fighting for the people of Texas, and that's why the Bushes are trying to take him out. But this evil that has been inflicted upon America, it's not just by the Bushes, obviously, it's by Barack Obama. It's the Clintons, it's the Bidens, and it's also the globalists like Soros and others. They've all used the United States of America as a bludgeon, as a weapon against humanity on a global scale. And now it's the end game. The end game is mass extermination. It is depopulation. And yet the American people, by and large, with some exceptions, you know, especially you being an exception listening to this, but by and large, the American masses are so apathetic and so propagandized, brainwashed, Stockholm syndrome, that they can't even understand what's happening. They think the government still loves them, Big Pharma cares for their health, and that they should obey and follow all the rules and laws, even as they're being exterminated, just picked off, jab after jab. So the oblivious American masses won't survive this. Many of them won't. As their cities collapse and the currency collapses and mass starvation and famine, all engineered, kicks in. Many millions, probably tens of millions of Americans will not survive this. That's why, if you wonder about the Deagle Report and how the population of America goes under 100 million by the end of 2025, according to that report, well, at least there's a mechanism here that could explain that, depending on the timing of it. The mechanism? Well, mass vaccine extermination. Holocaust. Vaccine Holocaust. But the media is all in on it. It's pushing more vaccines, more death, more conformity and obedience. The government's in on it, of course. Hollywood, a bunch of libtard, lunatic tyrants in Hollywood that are always lecturing us. You notice they're lecturing us about Ukraine, lecturing us about transgenderism, lecturing us about COVID vaccines, lecturing us about Trump. You know, tired of your lectures, by the way. No one gives a crap. No one is even watching your stupid movies anymore. Disney in particular. But the American masses have no idea what's happening. And they, in fact, reject the truth about what's happening. They reject the reality. As they are lining up to be injected with a depopulation bioweapon, they will argue with you and say, no, this is good for me. Even as they're sick with COVID. You know, Whoopi Goldberg put out a video yesterday. She's been diagnosed with COVID. She's sick. She's symptomatic. She's missing from The View, which is, of course, the lowest IQ daytime show that has ever existed in the history of broadcast. She's got COVID. She's been quadruple vaxxed. She's got COVID for the second or third time. She's in a room by herself, self-quarantined, and wearing a mask. Why? Because she's stupid. How stupid do you have to be to put on a mask by yourself in your own room and to keep taking the jabs even though you keep getting sick? I mean, you're wearing the mask, Whoopi. Who do you think that you're stopping an infection from attacking? By wearing a mask yourself, as you are alone in your room and you're already symptomatic and you're already infected yourself. What on earth are you thinking? And the point is that these people do not think, especially these Hollywood libtards. They are incapable of thinking. And so they go along with the genocide. Seriously, the globalists are just laughing. They can't believe how easy it has proven to be to convince people to line up and commit mass suicide, like a Jonestown cult. Like, all they had to do was utter a few words, COVID, climate, you know, whatever, and everybody will just kill themselves. People will literally line up and take injections of biological weapons that are designed to kill them. And some people will even pay for those. And they will praise their captors. They will praise their prison keepers. Because they love their obedience. Now, you and I have done our best to warn as many people as possible. And no doubt, we have helped awaken people to save millions of lives across the planet. We have empowered people with knowledge about natural medicine, boosting immune function, saying no to the masks and the mandates and the isolation and the vaccines, we have achieved an incredible amount of good work together. But there are those that we can never reach, those that reject sanity, those that are part of the suicide cult or the climate cult or the trans cult. Usually they're in all three cults, by the way. Part of the vax cult is just massive cultism has taken over their entire existence. We need to understand there's nothing that we can do to further help those people. They have chosen a path of mass suicide, and that is exactly what they will unleash upon themselves. You know, it's always an amazing moment when leftists get the things they voted for. You know, like Mayor Eric Adams of New York City is now saying outright, I mean, this is almost an exact quote, that illegal immigration, he says, will destroy New York City. That's a quote. He just said that. Yeah, I mean, Democrats are getting what they voted for. It's a sanctuary city, remember? Oh, I thought that meant that you welcomed unlimited number of illegals all over New York City. Well, New York City is being overrun. The invasion is making great gains. New York City will be destroyed. And so will Chicago. And so will Los Angeles. And so will every other city run by Democrats. Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Denver, Miami, Houston, Austin, right? Seattle, Portland, you name it. They're done. Because the Democrats are going to get what they voted for. And the same thing is true with depopulation. When these Democrats line up and take the jabs, and when they wear the masks, they are going to get the death that they vote for, that they have inflicted upon themselves. So now, despite our best efforts, all we can do is prepare ourselves for the mass culling of the suicide cult of Democrats and liberals and libtards who, frankly, are incapable of cognitively functioning in a rational way in the real world. And they will pay for that mental retardation with their lives. And there's nothing that we can do to stop them. Nor should we at this point. They're doing it to themselves. Be prepared for the fallout. Because this will affect the economy, obviously. This will devastate the country. This will devastate the population, the economic productivity of the nation, the future of the United States of America, if it even has a future, all these things. So be prepared. And you can catch more of my videos about preparedness, by the way, at prepwithmike.com. Or you can see all of my interviews and videos at brighteon.com or read my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Get ready.